Warner Brothers Discovery made the decision. I'm sure you're all aware of decision closing as of June.
Look, this is not the story that we thought we would be covering today. We're all feeling it.
It was a bombshell. You know, we've had cuts and we've survived cuts in the past, but to lose the whole news operation and entity so entwined in the fabric of our society here in Aotearoa, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
So the concern is over the state of the media generally. Of course, media commentator, the Goat Farm ad agency owner, Vaughan Davis, with us. Vaughan, morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
How do you see it?
I see it two ways. I mean, firstly, my immediate reaction is just as a New Zealander, you know, we're losing a big chunk of our news coverage. We're losing a big chunk of our perspective, and we're losing a big chunk of that balance. You know, whether you agree with the editorial stance that you know, TV3 and their website took, you've got to admit that this you know tilts the playing field, and also it makes it smaller and thinner. Stories just won't get covered. You know, they won't get covered.
Is there an upside? Does the money, such as it is given the economic circumstances, go to a smaller pool, therefore other people do better, and the talent pool increases because there are good people in the market and they'll end up, you know, doing good work elsewhere?
Yeah, I think there's a short-term sugar hit for the other media operators, particularly TVNZ. You know, they're going to go, well, there's less competition in the TV space in particular, so they're going to have no problem selling the inventory, and no one is going to have any problem hiring a great journalist, as you just alluded to in the last segment. But I think long term, it's bad news for New Zealand and bad news for our industry. Right?
I see it in two different ways. One, you've got the economic situation at the moment, and we're all suffering. It's not just the media; everyone's suffering because the economy is in real trouble. But if you look at the TV3 story, I mean, the ownership story of that over the years—what a mess! What a complete and utter mess! And I think there's something to be said there, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was, you know, maybe we're just too small a country for two TV networks, and that, you know, that applies to a lot of things. You know, we try and have all the big country stuff, but actually it's just 5 million people on an island that's a long way from everywhere. You know, we are the Chathams of the world, is how I
see it. See, it's funny, because I was thinking we're Fiji. When you go to Fiji and there's only one channel, you go, oh, yeah, but it's only Fiji. That's us now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Fiji's got the weather.
They got one channel and sunshine. We got one channel and not so much sunshine. So do
Absolutely.
You worry generally about the media or not?
Yeah, I do. I do because, you know, eyeballs drive advertising and advertising supports journalism. That's kind of the happy merry-go-round, really. And, you know, our eyeballs are going digital. You know, and there's a few reasons for that. Firstly, it's pretty attractive to get that pick and mix of content on every single device that TV's never really kind of kept up with offering. But there's some kind of industry things too. You know, rather than focusing on the big problem, we've had all the media operators just focusing on competing with each other. And, you know, I know we don't want to be anti-competitive, but perhaps it's time for, you know, NZME and Stuff and TVNZ and whoever else just to get together and think, how are we going to properly face the threat of Google and Facebook and all those overseas media channels rather than just competing on price?
A little bit more collaborative. Vaughan, nice insight. Appreciate it very much. Vaughan Davis, who's media commentator and the Goat Farm ad agency owner.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.